This is Ted Kennedy. It's time for the United States to end the abomination of selling landmines to other nations. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Senate took a step towards sanity in the arms race the other day. We voted a one-year moratorium on sales of anti-personnel landmines to other nations. It's bad enough that these weapons are used against infantry in wartime. It's even worse that they're used in guerrilla wars to be sprinkled indiscriminately and terrorize civilians. The Soviet Union used 10 million landmines in Afghanistan. Some were shaped like toys for children to pick up. 20,000 Cambodians lost arms or legs from these indiscriminate and sadistic weapons. Today, 35 nations manufacture and export landmines, including Uncle Sam. Let's stop this brutal trade now, Al. The U.S. should be doing all it can to outlaw landmines. Don't tell me you're prepared to keep on peddling vicious weapons like that.
No, I sure don't peddle landmines, pal, but you're sure an expert at laying political ones. Ted, it's funny how liberals like you always try to judge weapons on how mean they are. In reality, Ted, there's no such thing as a nice or a non-vicious weapon. So why don't you just say it outright? If you had your way, U.S. companies would not be able to ever sell one single weapon overseas, even to allies who need them. Fact is, this warm and fuzzy moratorium won't do one thing to stop the production, sale, and use of landmines around the world. All the moratorium tells us is that we can no longer do business with our allies. They'll just get them somewhere else. Ted, this liberal knee-jerk maneuver will lay a landmine right under our ability to know where all the stuff goes. Help us keep a handle on it, not let the black market continue the carnage. Sad but true. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on why Bill Clinton is the wrong man for our environment. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.